With Todd out, who's taking the snaps at right guard?
Alan Barbary.
Barbary was. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Barbary has been a pleasant surprise throughout this whole process. He's really fit in well with the group. He's played anything from left tackle to left guard to right guard. I think the only thing he hasn't done at this point is center. So, you know, he's really he's grasped the offense from day one, and he's been a really good get for us this offseason.
If I could also ask the quarterback situation, like, does it help you guys? Obviously, I assume it does, like, knowing now, you know, with a couple of weeks left to prepare for the season.
You know, it's it does now, but I can't reiterate enough, you know, how much I appreciated and understood why Coach Kelly took so long in making the decision.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things where it helps to really understand and figure out who you want to be that starting guy first.
Okay.
And now that we have that solidified, now you can focus on a little bit of the minor details. You know, for instance, for myself and for the other offensive linemen, now you know that, you know, Mike Jen has a tendency to hold on to the ball a little bit longer to try and make things happen once the play's broken down. So now that's kind of in the back of our head. And for the receivers and tight ends, it makes a bigger difference because the timing and the rhythm you get with a certain guy, that'll only build on their relationship.
At the same time, I mean, the fact that Nick and Mike both got so many snaps with the first team, I mean obviously Nick would be
Don't think it's going to make that big of a improvement necessarily on the starting offense now knowing who the starting quarterback is.
Right.
We've already had enough reps with Mike to where we know how he plays. Now it can just kind of be a more consistent flow.
But what I meant was, like, you know, Nick got so many snaps with the first team, obviously, that if something were to happen to Mike.
Yeah, we're very comfortable still working with Nick Foles. And
you could adjust quickly.
You know, the chances are in the NFL, you're at some point during the season, you're probably going to have to use your backup quarterback at least once. Hopefully, obviously, we won't have to do that. But if that is the case, knock on wood, you know, we'll be ready to move in with Nick.
Yeah. Jason, the locker room's set up a little bit differently this year. They used to have positions grouped together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different now. Is that something you guys have noticed?
Yeah, that's something Coach kind of – you guys just kind of figuring this out now. This is the way it's been set up since he's been here. It was really – you know, we spent so much time together as an offensive line. We really didn't need to be spending more time sitting next to each other all the time. So I think he really just wanted to kind of – In order to integrate guys with the team better, in order to make it more of a team feel, he wanted guys sitting next to each other who usually don't sit next to each other.
How different is the feeling in here compared to a few months ago at the end of last season?
It's way different. You know, the last two seasons, I pretty much spent all my time in the corner over there, sheltered in with the O-line. You know, now I'm kind of all over the locker room. Guys are all over the place, you know, intermingling with people.
Is it a coincidence that you're next to Mike?
I think that might have been a little foreshadowing, maybe.
Jason, will teams have trouble blitzing you guys a little bit more, given the speed that you guys are playing at?
You know, I don't think it's going to be I don't want to say it's going to be tougher to blitz us, but I do think that if they are going to blitz us, it's going to be tougher to disguise it and to you know, roll things late and everything, because bottom line is if they're not set up for the play to be run, if they're too busy worrying about disguising something and then we're getting a playoff, then guys will be out of position, and that's hopefully for us will be when we make big plays. And, you know, I think this offense in general, the no huddle, is designed to where if guys are out of position, really take advantage of that. So for defenses, you know, they don't want to give up big plays, so it's going to be very tough for them to be able to be out of position and then roll into it.